A reading from the Book of Wisdom. Resplendent and unfading is wisdom, and she is readily perceived by those who love her, and found by those who seek her. She hastens to make herself known in anticipation of their desire. Whoever watches for her at dawn shall not be disappointed, for he shall find her sitting by his gate. For taking thought of wisdom is the perfection of prudence, and whoever for her sake keeps vigil shall quickly be free from care. Because she makes her own rounds, seeking those worthy of her, and graciously appears to them in the ways, and meets them with all solicitude. The word of the Lord. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. We do not want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, about those who have fallen asleep, so that you may not grieve like the rest who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose, so too will God, through Jesus, bring with him those who have fallen asleep. Indeed, we tell you this on the word of the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will surely not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself, with a word of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, will come down from heaven, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, console one another with these words. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. The foolish ones, when taking their lamps, brought no oil with them, but the wise brought flasks of oil with their lamps. Since the bridegroom was long delayed, they became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight there was a cry, "Behold, the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all those virgins got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise ones replied, "No, there may not be enough for us and you. Go instead to the merchants and buy some for yourselves." While they went off to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went into the wedding feast with him. Then the door was locked. Afterwards, the other virgins came and said, "Lord, Lord, open the door for us." But he said in reply, "Amen, I say to you, I do not know you. Therefore, stay awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. This is taken from the line that we just heard proclaimed at the end of the Gospel. Jesus said, "Therefore, stay awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour." From the mouth of babes. We probably have used that term or have had other people use that term on us. And let me finish it. From the mouth of babes comes wisdom. And I want to share that with you this morning with an incident that occurred in my life, but someone who I considered taught me also too, especially what we heard in our gospel passage for today, the gift of wisdom. I first got to know Caden when she was about 7 years old. She was just starting second grade in La Crosse at Aquinas Catholic Schools. I always had the first communicants, first of all, make their first confession about mid or to the end of March, And then the first weekend in May was First Holy Communion. But Caden asked her grandparents, who were the legal guardians, she said, "I want to see the confessional so I understand what it's all about." Even though I was going to show the students when they made their first confession, she wanted to see it earlier. So we arranged the time, and they came, and we spent time showing the confessional. It basically only took me about 2 minutes, but she had lots of questions, and even went in beyond the sacrament of penance. She wanted to know more. She made her first confession, and I had showed the confessional again to all the students. And then she made her first Holy Communion the first weekend in May. Starting the next year, when she was in third grade, her first cousin was a student there at the school starting kindergarten. And her grandparents said how much she used to teach her cousin about the faith, heaven and hell and purgatory, the sacraments, sacrament of penance, what it's all about, the sacrament of Holy Eucharist. One of the sad things that had happened was that Caden was born with a disease, so she had to be very careful when she got the flu. And unfortunately, in her third grade year, in early March, she came down with a severe fever, and she passed away within 40 hours. And so I had her funeral at the cathedral, there with the mourners, plus all the third graders from Aquinas Catholic Schools were there for her funeral. Shocked, she was in good health one moment, and then she had passed away the next. But what came to my mind was that last line we heard in our gospel passage for today. You know neither the day nor the hour. And I think Caden demonstrated what wisdom is really all about. Very obviously, in our gospel passage for today, we hear that theme of wisdom. The Catholic Church defines divine wisdom as that gift that God gives us to help us to know Him and His plan for salvation. In this parable that Jesus taught, and He gave this parable again between from the time He was welcomed into the city of Jerusalem and getting closer to celebrating the Last Supper, Jesus leaves this parable to help His disciples and all listeners to understand what was about to happen, and that they would not be shaken in their faith. Really, what Jesus taught in this parable are a lot of symbols. First of all, 10 virgins, bridesmaids. 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. Each one brought a lamp. In sacred scripture, a lamp represents truth or knowledge. So they all had the truth. But the oil that goes into the lamps is wisdom, because wisdom helps us to take us beyond from what we know to what is about to happen and try to find some sort of explanation. And so we heard how the wise ones looked ahead, because the wedding never started until the groom arrived, and he could even be days late, so you had to wait until he arrived. But when he would arrive, then the wedding would begin. So as he was announced that he was coming, the foolish ones realized that their lamps were going out. Now it may seem as though in this parable that the wise one dished the foolish ones, but basically they said, you know, there's just the wisdom for us. You need to get your own wisdom. You have to buy your own oil. And so they did, but they missed then going into the banquet where the wedding was. And what Jesus was teaching is that we are given this gift of wisdom, and it's one of the 7 gifts of the Holy Spirit that's given to us at confirmation. Yes, we receive knowledge, we know the truth, but we need the wisdom to help us take beyond it and see in the perspective of God. And that gift of wisdom helps us then to see things as God intends. It gives us greater vision and perspective. I hope in hearing this passage for today, it reminds all of us that we need to seek wisdom. As I said earlier, Jesus was preparing his disciples about what was to happen. Yes, he told them what was going to happen, that the Son of Man would have to suffer and die, but he will rise from the dead. But would they remember that when that event would come? Jesus would tell them at the Last Supper that he is the way, the truth, and the life. But would they take that to heart and understand what that would mean without the gift of wisdom? A couple of Sundays ago, we heard how one of the scholars of the law approached Jesus. He knew the law very well and asked Jesus, "What is the greatest commandment?" In Jesus' response, he was saying the reason why loving God first and neighbor as yourself was the reason why, because of wisdom. Wisdom tells us to respect. So I hope that us in hearing this passage and understanding the gift of wisdom, we ask that God's divine wisdom will help us to see things even better. It is that oil, if you'd want to say, in our light of truth that helps us to go beyond what we see, to understand what we don't see. And what we don't see is the presence of God. May God's divine wisdom help each and every one of us to see things better and understand God's loving plan of salvation.